Good morning. A large ridge of high pressure will continue to dominate the weather picture across interior New York and New England today. A southerly wind component will continue to bring more moisture in the form of high humidity into the region, producing hazy sunshine that will mix with some fair weather clouds today. And that ridge in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will allow compression to produce even hotter air than yesterday. In fact, most locations across interior parts of New York and New England will reach into the lower to middle 90s for afternoon highs. Exceptions will be across the higher terrain, which will stay in the upper 80s to around 90, although the humidity will be high across the region and the heat index will be well into the 90s across the higher terrain and approaching 100 degrees in the afternoon hours throughout the valleys. With a weak disturbance passing through southern parts of Canada, we do run just the outside risk of a passing shower or thunderstorm, primarily along the St. Lawrence River Valley and perhaps the northernmost parts of the Champlain Valley and into northern Vermont through the second half of the day today. As we get into the night tonight, it'll stay warm and muggy. Again, perhaps just a passing shower or thunderstorm, mainly in northern New York and New England, but mostly dry everywhere else, and muggy with temperatures holding in the 70s. During the day on Wednesday, we'll watch a front approach from the west. It'll take all day to arrive into interior New York and New England, so another day filled with hazy sunshine and high humidity. Temperatures will be in the lower 90s once again, with the heat index above 95 degrees in most places. There is the risk of a late-day shower or thunderstorm as that front draws closer, primarily in the Adirondacks, Mohawk Valley, and western Catskills. A better chance of showers and some thunderstorms Wednesday night and Thursday morning as that front passes by, leaving us with lower humidity on Thursday, with increasing sunshine in the afternoon, lower 80s, a pleasant and comfortable Friday with a mix of sun and clouds, middle and upper 70s, and just an isolated shower possible on Saturday in the mid 70s. The humidity will start to come back up with temperatures in the 80s with the chance of a scattered shower or thunderstorm on Sunday and for the holiday on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a front extending from the upper Mississippi Valley to the Great Basin will move east through the Great Lakes into the southern high plains throughout the day today. Showers and thunderstorms will be common along the front. Some of the storms will be severe with damaging winds and large hail. The Storm Prediction Center has highlighted the central Great Lakes, the Midwest, and upper Mississippi Valley, including Chicago and Kansas City, as having a slight risk for severe storms. Meanwhile, a cold upper-level trough will produce rain and high-elevation snow over parts of the northern Rockies, including parts of Yellowstone National Park. The snow will end today, but not before accumulating up to 4 to 8 inches above 9,000 feet. And even though there is a deep upper trough over parts of the west, air quality alerts are still in effect for parts of the San Joaquin Valley and parts of Oregon. At Mount Washington this morning, mostly cloudy skies and 53 degrees with a west wind at 26 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 32 degrees. In Albany early this morning, partly cloudy skies and 73 degrees, the dew point 71, 93% relative humidity, a south wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.01 inches and holding steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny, hot, and humid, lower to mid-90s. Boston, mostly sunny, hot, and humid in the upper 90s. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny, breezy, and warm, with highs in the mid-80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 87 degrees, the low, 68. The average temperature, 78, and that's 10 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 3.79 inches for the month, which is 71 hundredths of an inch above normal, and 25.85 inches for the year, which is just 8 hundredths of an inch above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 78 degrees, the average low, 58, the record high, 98, set in 1948, and the record low, 42, in 1982. Sunrise this morning was at 6:16 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:36 p.m. 13 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, a loss of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Hazy sun, hot and humid with an isolated thunderstorm today and highs in the upper 80s to around 90. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight, an isolated shower or storm and lows near 70. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, hazy sun, hot and humid today with highs in the mid-90s. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with lows in the mid-70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, hazy, hot and humid today with highs in the lower 90s. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight, lows in the lower 70s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, hazy sun, hot and humid today with highs in the lower 90s. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with lows in the lower 70s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Hazy sun, hot and humid today with highs in the lower to mid-90s. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight, lows in the lower 70s. Region-wide for tomorrow, more haze, heat, and humidity, and a scattered thunderstorm possible, but not likely, and highs in the lower 90s. A better chance at scattered showers and storms Wednesday night and Thursday morning, then mostly sunny Thursday afternoon with lowering humidity, lower 80s, a mix of sun and clouds, lower humidity 70s on Friday, and just an isolated to scattered shower or thunderstorm over the holiday weekend, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds, mid 70s on Saturday, lower 80s Sunday, and mid 80s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.